home last night after 12. So.
Yeah.
The sukkah of Eid Echad Misayeya Patering a Shvuah. Ki Yadua in the Shvuah's Doiraisa, one of the Shvuah's Doiraisa is Eid Echad. Dino, a classic Kaifer Akol, which is not Chayav a Shvuah. I mean, there's a Rashi in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, that really, technically, Kaifer Akol is also Chayav, not the Zayin of the Meis, and by Pekadim, that's not true, and therefore, Kaifer Akol technically is Chayav a Shvuah. But I'll say it again, Kaifer Akol is not Chayav a Shvuah. There is a Shvuah, the Rabbanon called Heses, which is either from the times of Rav Nachman, or maybe Rav Nachman was Machadish that already existed in the times of the Mishnah. But I'll say it again, Doiraisa, the Shvuah by Kaifer Akol is not Chayav. But we know there are shvuos doiraisa. Moed b'miksas, that creates a drawer of a shvua. And Eid Echad, the Eid Echad is mechayev the shvua. There's also shvuos hashoimrim midoiraisa. Midoiraisa, there are actually a few other shvuos. If someone were to ask you how many shvuos doiraisa there are, you could say three, and you'll be right. You could also say eight, and you'll be right. You have to find them. There's Rav Chiya. Let's not forget about Rav Chiya. Sort of a moed b'miksas, but the Eidim were made on part of it. And there are various other shvuas. Now there's a whole new slew of the Rabbanim the shvuas. There's the shvuah by Shnayim Eichzim. There's Hesis. There's actually, though, also, on a Rabbanim scale, shvuas hanoitlin. A whole parak in shvuas, shvuas hanoitlin. A new concept. You're noitl in the nishba, not in Dairais, there is no such thing. In Dairais, you're always nishba and v'niftarin. In the Rabbanim, there could even be nishba v'noitl. There are various kinds of nishba v'noitl. And we're getting carried away. But to start again, the Nakuda. One of the many Shavuos, Midoiraisa is a Shavuos Eid Echad, and the Rishonim come with a topic, and they're in a spall. If an Eid Echad, who's not Neman for Momen you need two Eidim, for Erva, Dabar Shabbat Erva, you need two Eidim. Yes, there's Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin, there's Eid Echad by Saita, by Egel Arufa, there's things. But in Momenis, you need Shnei Eidim, and yet, to be Mechayiv a Shavuah, by Momenis, to be Mechayiv a Shavuah, by Momenis. Is an Eid Echad is enough. The Rishonim want to say that Hu Adin, an Eid Echad, will pater a Shvua. The Hain, in the same way the Eid Echad is Mechayev the Nitva, to be Nishba the Niftar, and if he won't swear, Mitoich, he'll have to pay. There's also Fakir that an Eid Echad could pater a Shvua. Same, on the same level thing. Which Shvua, you ask, is an Eid Echad going to pater? Well, maybe, we're going to soon see it's a huge machlokes, Rishonim, Achrayim, Poysek, and Balagan, but maybe, let's start from that end. Eid Echad works for any Shvua. There's room in the front. Eid Echad patters any Shvua. You know what it would mean, Eid Echad patters any Shvua? On all fronts. If there's an Eid Echad, that's Mechayiv Yishvua, the Eid Echad Faker will patter. Moed b'miksas. Again, let's, for example, Moida Miksas. The guy says, you owe me 100. I don't like saying 50-50. He's Moida 30. He's Moida 30 and Kaifer on 70. He has to swear on the 70. But if there's an Eid Echad that says, Siyua, that he only owes 30, then the Eid Echad will pater him from that Shvua. Shvua is a Shoimrin. A Shoimrin has to swear. Shalai Pashati Bo, Shalai Shalach Bayat, Shalai Eni Bershusai. If there's an Eid Echad on any of those details, he won't have to swear that one. I mean, he'll still have to swear the other ones, maybe. Maybe not, if it's a Gilgal. If you learn that the other Shavuos HaShemrim is a Gilgal, and the Eid Echad pater the platform one, then he would be pater from the other ones, maybe. But the Eid Echad is going to pater. Maybe also a Heses. Kaifer Akol, Chayav Shavuos Heses. But maybe if there's an Eid Echad, you should be pater. Shavuos HaNoitlin. Shavuos HaNoitlin. Wait, Shvuos HaNoitlin, first of all, by definition, is the Rabbanan. Step one. Shvuos HaNoitlin, you gotta know, there are different kinds of Shvuos HaNoitlins. There are Shvuos HaNoitlins that before the Takana of the Rabbanan, that it should be Nishba V'Noitel, the din was gonna be that you were gonna be totally putter. And that the Rabbanan would say, Nishba V'Noitel. There were other cases where Fakert and the Ikara did, you were gonna be totally chayiv, and for whatever reason, the factors were the Rabbanan made and said, no, you chayiv to pay, but at least let the guy swear first before he takes it from you. Either way, I don't wanna get involved with that. But if there's an Eid Echad, maybe you won't have to swear. There's an option like that. Eid Echad, what?
And you take or you go back?
And you take, no, no, and you take. And you take. Whatever, that's what sure. Exactly what I just bavarned. No. Saif the Shmuah v'Noitel behind the curtains. It was supposed to be Potter, but then the Rabbanan says, no, you could only be Nishba v'Noitel. And Saif, you learn Faker, you were going to be totally Chayiv. But then they said, no, you got to be nishba v'naitel. On both accounts, there's a tzad, not everyone holds like that, that if instead of swearing, you bring in an eid echad that says, as such your story, whatever the story was, the chenveni, the guy, did do the paint job. He wasn't paid yet, actually. They're not finding if he did the paint job. They're acting he wasn't paid. The eid echad says he wasn't paid. The eid echad says the chenveni did give the money. The eid echad says that the shomer wasn't poshaya, whatever. That's not naitel, whatever the case was. It would even work for that. Having said all that, let's restart again. Why are we doing this topic today? The topic of Eid Echad to Pater Shvu is not a specifically pinpointed Gemara that you could point to, per se. And it's Takamach like his Rishonim. There are Rishonim that are, how would I say, Kaifer HaKol, to the concept. Lahadam, no such thing ever by any single Shvu ever, nothing. There are Rishonim like that. Eid Echad is Mechayev Shvu, but the Pater Shvu, not the Erises, not the Rabbanim, not on a Tuesday, not for Neutlin, nothing. There are Rishonim that totally don't hold it. So it can't be Mamish a Gemara. But there are Gemaras, and actually a few Gemaras spread through the past few blot that we did. There are Gemaras in other places also, and we're going to try to do a lot of them. But the reason we're talking about it now, it's a good juncture right before the two dots. I saw some Gemaras have only one dot, different people's Gemaras. But we're going to be starting talk for tomorrow. We're going to wrap up some of the sugyas we did. Of course, the front center one is based on the base, and that's where the rush, Ois Gimel, is. So a quick reminder to that case, because we have a lot to do. In classic Shnayim Oysim, the Gemara asks, okay, there's one case that was a Metziah, they both ran for the Metziah, but there was another case of Mekach U'Memkar. The case by Mekach U'Memkar was that either they both gave money, or one of them gave money, and he's planning to give money, and the Gemara says, okay, Yachloika with a Shvuah. Frak, the Gemara asks the Meicher, ask the Meicher. There are many pshatim what that Gemara means. Nostalgic, we have to go back and chazer that as well. But according to some Rishonim, Tosis over there on Beis and Medbeis, the kasha was, get ready, instead of them both swearing a derabbanan the keshvua and then yachloiku on the talis, maybe ask the moicher, and maybe the moicher will put on his eid echad hat. Not the moicher. He'll put on his eid echad hat and say, Reuven is the one that gave me the money, and Shimon didn't, or Reuven is the one I accepted the money from, and Shimon, here, have your money back, whatever it is. Let him say that as an Eid Echad, and okay, what happens then? Says Tosis, if the Moicher, acting as an Eid Echad, will say that, then all of a sudden, and let's say he says Reuven, and by the way, he says that Reuven deserves the whole talis. That's what he's saying. And still, catch this, that then it's not going to be that Reuven gets the whole talis. Let me interrupt myself. If two Edom will come in and say that Reuven is the one that for sure gave the money and was accepted and hands down for sure should be Reuven's, what's the din going to be then? Reuven gets the whole talis, nothing to talk about. But Frek the Gemara asked the Moicher, who's an Eid Echad, and he's functioning as an Eid Echad, and two things are going to happen. Instead of both of them swearing at the Rabbanan the Keshvua and then getting it, actually Shimon is now going to be upgraded to a Dairais of the Keshvua, Shvua Eid Echad, and the repercussions thereof. I'm not going into that. There are differences between the Rabbon and the Kishwa and the Rais of the Kishwa. And, Tosis adds, Reuven wouldn't have to swear at all because he has the Edech of the Sayyeh at the Pater him. And that's where the Rush takes a magnifying glass and says, oh, so let's talk about this topic. So before I talk about the topic, I want to tell you that the Talmidei, that the Sefer HaYosha, the Rabbeinu Tam, and if you look closely at the Melchemes, they learned that that's what the Gemara means on Beis Hamidbeis. It means, ask the Moicher. But they explain clearly and carefully. They don't mean al sedin of eid echad patras shvuah. Forget about it. It's a local svara in shnayim moichzin where the shvuah is shelo yehei kalecha hoylech v'toykech halisa shel chaveiroi, and we're worried maybe one of them wants to grab and this. So we say, you know what? A local svara. Ask the moicher if the moicher will tell us that he gave it to Reuven and he had in mind Reuven and took the money from Reuven. On a Rabbi Yochanan shelo yehei kalecha v'toykech level, will side with Reuven and have him putter from Shvuah. Not because of an international across the levels, Shvuah is putter by an Eid Echad. A much, much localer sugya. And I want you to be aware, the Ramban and the Sefer HaYosher learn like that. They learn that when the Gemara asks Velechzi, ask the Moicher, chill. It means, on a Rav Yochanan level of a Shvuah, ask him and then things will be cleared up.
But what's the svar to only give him 50%? I mean, Eid Echad.
Because it's Becholif and not to wait. Because Becholif and it's, 100%. Yeah. But on a local level. Comes the Rosh, And now we're getting started. Comes the Rosh and says, no, the Gemara means something much more dramatic. The Gemara means ask the Moicher to put on his official Eid Echad hat. And the Moicher is going to look at them and say, only Reuven gave me the money. Or, here, Shimon, have your money back. Reuven is the one I really accepted the money from. And believe me as an Eid Echad. And when he's believed as an Eid Echad, I forgot what happens. Shimon has to swear a Shvuah Deraisa. And Reuven is totally putter from the Shvuah using the famous Eid Echad Pater Zeshvuah thingy. I'm almost ready.
Taisus himself, but
the belt says it's Rabbeinu Tam, and it's Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam, it's more mashma than it's a local verb, actually. And also, and the Nachas Dabba talks about it, the Chared Taisus itself, you could have used one half of the verb, you didn't have to say both halves. Maybe the Gemara is only asking that Shimon should get upgraded to a Deraisa. Meaning Reuven should stay high as the Rabbanan. Taisus, no, he says what he says, no, but in fact, Shatam the Gemara, the Rabbanan Shatam the Gemara. 100%, Taisus says what he says. Now, there's a technical, what? They had different discussions. An interruption problem from the Hagoyis Ashri. The Moicher is wearing his hat, his Eid Echad hat, his hat blew off in the wind. Because you know what Shimon is going to tell him? Swear to me that I'm not the one that gave you the money. And what does the Moicher have to do in such a case? Midrabbanan. He has to swear. And this Yesoy, an Eid Echad, who for whatever reason in the story has to swear, he's not an Eid Echad. So the Hagoyis Ashri says that now that there's a Derabbanan
Dekat... Sure,
No. In a case when, let it be a Derabbanan Dekat level, you are confronted with a Shvuah, you can't function as an Eid Echad in that story. And since nowadays, with the Derabbanan is a Zat Takana that you could say a Shtabali, so it defaults on this Eid Echad thing. That's the idea for the what's called. Now that was Beis and Medeis. I want to, for a few minutes, talk about the topic of Eid Echad Mesayeya as a general topic. We'll start with the Rosh. There's no Gemara today. Today, the Gemara is the Rosh. That's the text. Ois Gimel. Medaktik Rabbeinu Tam. Like you just said. Umidib Rabbeinu Tam. The previous stickle. Yesh Luma Eid Echad Patos Hashvuah. Vehemi Maharenu Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg. He brings the Marami Rotenberg. Step one. Marami Rotenberg. Makar. That Eid Echad Patos. Any Shvuah. Because the pasuk says it's exeris hakasim la yakam eid echad beishul chalavin ulochol chatos. For certain various in yonim, eid echad is not neman, not for mamin, not for erva v'chulei, but for holishvua come literally for shvua. What difference does it make if it's to be machayiv shvua or the pater shvua? On shvua level, eid echad is believed. And then the Marami Rutenberg adds va'oid kal v'chaymer, a very very tricky kal v'chaymer. Watch, kal v'chaymer is madachin eid echad is machayiv shvua against a nitba. The nitba is holding his money, and the Eid Echad is helping the other guy, the Tevea, who doesn't even have the money, and the Eid Echad helps him. Certainly, easily, an Eid Echad could pater and let a nitba become pater because of an Eid Echad. Eid Echad should easily be able to help a nitba. Quote, that was the Kal v'chaymer. Obvious question, Frek de Beis Alevi, other Achrayim also. Hello? When the Eid Echad is mechayiv b'shvua, there's no dramatic moment that's happening yet. He's mechayiv from a shvua. He'll swear and become pater. But when Eid Echad is patering someone from a shvua, in a deraisa level, when a shvua isn't done, he's walking home with his money. Who says an Eid Echad can do that? That's an Eid Echad kimat directly attacking money. Unless, maybe, Beis Levi says this as one option. We know Eid Echad is mechayiv b'shvua even if you know there's going to be a mitzvah. We know in advance that the guy's in any idea and there's going to be a mitzvah. And still, we don't have qualms. Eid Echad is mechayiv b'shvua, knowing that you're stepping into a mitzvah. So I was like, the Eid Echad could also pater.
That's what the machmir that's not misyafes to the whole cloud would do with that kavachomer.
L'choira. Again, you have to go through every single stage and see what the other machmir is going to do. And yes, that it could be because of the base, the teretz to the base levi. Yes, that's zichur an option. Oh, the Rosh then brings another raya. This is not so much a makar, but it's a technical raya. May I apologize from daf gimel amid beis, a little bit of a technical thing, but it goes like this. We know that Reb Chiya was mechadesh that there's a new deraisa to kishvua based on hadas eidim. We know that Reb Chiya said first that he's learning it out from a kal v'chaymer. We know that the Gemara in Gimel on the Bay, so Gishmak, Chazara, says that it's learned from a long drawn out process of first from Piv, but there's a Pircha, then from Eid Echad, then there's a Pircha, and then there's a Tzad HaShava. We remember that. Frek the Rosh, l'chayr, there's a Pircha to the kal v'chaymer, from the Tzad HaShava even. You want to say, just like Piv and Eid Echad is Mechai v'shvua, also to Eidim. There's a difference. Eidim can get up, is less power, greater than, again, Piv, Mechayiv Shvuah, Eid Echad, Mechayiv Shvuah. Okay, so Eidim also Mechayiv Shvuah. No, 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 no. Edim can get upschlugged by kiyotze. Kiyotze by means a mirror image of yourself. What's the mirror image of Edim? Edim. What's the din when there's Edim against Edim? Trey or Trey gets canceled out. Piv and Piv, what's the din? Piv and Piv. A guy's Maida, but then he says Faker. The first Piv stays. No, too late. Not as Faker. He already was Machayev himself with Haida, and then tries to be Machish what he said on his Haida. I don't even know if you need that. Could be. It's a zikr, cousin of that. I don't even know if you need that. The Haida is Fabinus Kamei Edim, but the second half he's coming Lachayev, Lifter Atzmais. It's even better. So Abad, the Piv can't go against Piv. Careful, can an Erechot go against an Erechot? Let me explain you what I mean. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. The Erechot says, Shimon does owe $100. But then an Erechot comes and says, no, he doesn't owe $100. A different Erechot. What's the name of an Erechot against an Erechot?
What's
Shimon saying? Shimon saying, Ladam. Reuven says, you owe me $100. Thank you. Shimon says, Ladam. Reuven brings in an Erechot that Shimon owes him the $100. But then Shimon brings in an Erechot that he doesn't owe the $100. Does Shimon still have to swear? If Erechot patters a shvua, he doesn't have to swear. But if Erechot doesn't patter a shvua, he has to still swear. Oh, so then, one second, but then Piv and Erechot both are not upslug from Kiyotzevoy, and the whole of Chia falls through. Oh, Leipo, is there another raya? Not a makar, but a raya from a cheshbon of a gemara. Until, I want to differentiate. The Rush in the beginning brought Mekoyreis. To the din of Erechot Patras. The first makar was a gzeres hakos of pasuk. Lo yokam Erechot deish l'chalavin u'l'chol chatas. The second one was also a makar, if you said karbonis today. Rabbi Shalom, I'm a shalish amin of Torah dresh, man. Kal v'chaymer. It's a midah shep Torah. And he said, there's a kal v'chaymer. If it's neman l'chachzik, for the muchzik, zikr for the machzik. We had a kash on it, but he said, kal v'chaymer. I want to realize, the next rai is not a makar. But it's just speaking out, reading and learning. Let's chazer the past few blad of Bab Metzia. If Rav Chia learned out his din from a tzad hashav of Pivin Eid Echad, and you could potentially upslug Pivin Eid Echad because Eid didn't get upslug from Kiyotze, but Pivin Eid Echad doesn't, must be Eid Echad, upslugs in Eid Echad.
I don't have a derive from the Shechad of the Gemara because by the second kind of upslug, the first kind of just equal power, so middle to subject, so we can't believe the first time, but he's pattering the Shua, so he's stronger than the first thing. It's working with the system of pattering the Shua, so I'll
tell you something. I would say, let me come from the other angle. The Ksois has a bomb kasha. What's the raya that an Erechot patters a Shua? Maybe Fakert. Maybe the Oilam, on an international level, Eid Echad doesn't patter shvua. When you're chayit, any shvua, ma'idim miksas shayimrim, noitlin, hesis, fill in the blank, l'hadam. There's no such thing that Eid Echad patters a shvua. But of all the cases to ask, when an Eid Echad is machayit a shvua, I'll tell you the story. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't know anything. And Reuven brings in an Eid Echad. But then Shimon brings in an Eid Echad. Now we have your knesh. It's like trey or trey, chad negit chad. Poof, they get up slug. And that's why you patter from the shvua. So that's dal mehocha. The more universal topic, whether Eid Echad could pater any Shvuah. Of all things to have said, by a Shvuah's Eid Echad, of course the other Eid Echad comes and cancels that first Eid Echad, and then you pater from the Shvuah. Which is the opposite end of what you were asking. So the Ksois deals with that. The Emes is, let
what
me parent.
What is the decision that Eid Echad could have the same din as a Kat of Eid Echad?
No. Again, if an Eid Echad...
Where does come into here? Eid Echad could be Mechayver by their Shvuah. But where's where we become like a tray or tray applies that?
Why not? Chad neged chad. So there's a ktsois. There's a ktsois in pei zayin ches, and a shev shmeitze in vav chof aleph ayin sham. I don't want to get too technical, but it might depend chronologically what happened. If the Eid Echad came and already established your chiyuv shvuah, maybe it's too late for the Eid Echad to just make a hakasha. But for Eid Mesayeh at the pater, maybe yet. But you know what? I want to talk parenthetically, talk about this. Even if you want to deny the concept of an echad pattering any shvua at all whatsoever, if there would be one shvua you would pick out of the hat that maybe an echad could alter and change the system, what would you choose? Shvua say echad. Because maybe there it's pasha al say echad ba'akhasha. Although if you want to get stuck, thank you for bringing it up this morning, on echad ba'akhasha, what would you do? A challenge. A moed of a mixas. And the guy's chayiv shvua. What's the case? You owe me 100. He says I only owe 30. He's kaifer on the 70, so he has to swear, and you know what happened? Two eight echets came in, and eight echets says he's potter, and an eight echets back chosho, klampe the moed of a mixas. Huh? What are you going to do now?
Sorry, you're going to still be stuck with the shvuah. You're stuck with the shvuah's moed of a mixas. Pashtos. You don't have a shvuah's in
there. Okay, but maybe not, because you should look up the Shef Shmaitza and see that maybe not. Something to think about. No, because maybe the 8F. I have a different shot, but I hear that shot also.
That's what
we're
speaking
about.
Isn't there two types of
shvuos? I know, I'm getting it.
Isn't there two types of shvuos? One's a shvuos eidecha, one's a shvuos eidecha.
Afal pikin.
And then there's another thing.
You have to do all of that, but I want to put that. I want to put it in a box. I want to wrap that in a box. I want to talk about a question though. Again, I want to say an interesting challenge or rishash. Get ready. I want to say an interesting rishash. Again, if I were to tell you that there's a day that holds, you ain't never no say the concept of eidechad misayeya paters. Eidechad machayi b'shvua. There's bechlal no parsh eidechad misayeya paters b'shvua. L'hadam on the whole geshichta. But epis we're clearing that maybe by yeshvua say eidechad specifically. For a different reason, there's an erech about chosha, and it falls through. The Rishash is ma'orer that there's another shvua that might have a local, specific reason why by it an erechad would alter it, even if there's no famous golden rule that erechad patters. Get ready, shvuas hashomrim. What's that? The pasuk says by the shomer, v'nishbar oy nishba, it was broken, ba'oynis or nishba, it was captured with the list of mazillions, yeah, ba'oynis. Ain't right. Nobody saw. So we know now. Nobody saw. If there were eight, then you'd be potter. But since nobody saw, now you gotta swear. Ain't right means nobody saw, says the Rishash. Okay, there's a chosid. Mashma, that if one person saw, they can tell me, watch. Egla Rufa, cite the parak test. Veloy Noida. We don't know who killed him. The Gemara Darshans. Hanoida, if there's an eight echod. No Egla Rufa. The Gemara makes such a drasha, says the Rishash. Cut and paste. The ain't roye. Maybe it should be. I don't know. He passed this means it's a local makar that by shvuas shaimrim made echad is pottering. Someone wanted to tell me today. Yeah, let's learn out from here to the universal then. But even better, the Rishash asks a bomb kasha. Do you know that by egla rufa, even an eved a shifcha and various, not all, but various psulei edus are also neman to say we know who killed him. I know who killed him. And you potter, are you talking that by shvuah shayim also? Ain't roya. But even if an eved or a shifcha saw, it would be enough. Loy shamanu this in the poiskim, says the Rishash. But that's an aside.
Egla Rufa, a complete different working.
I know, but there's a custom. 100%. But if over there, the style of the Rishash could do this, if the style of the drasha by Egla Rufa was Veloy noida, and the Gemara inside the Darshans, ha noida al yidei erechad, any lousy erechad. There's no din of egla rufa, frek the Rishash. Cut and paste. I can make such a drasha. Nishbar oy nishba. Ein roya. Ha roya, yeah. But then he said he second guesses himself. Ha, you talking that an eved and a shivcha could have the din of erechad, the pater, chach by a shvuah shaymrim? Certainly not by other shvuas. So we have to, again, well.
That would be a question if that's like a big enough for everything else.
He has a shtickle on. What? No, he doesn't need the Yalfusa. He's just bringing a riot to the concept. He doesn't need the Yalfusa. No, it's not Mamanusa. Nice try. Now, another Knates in the rush. We're still going, we have a lot to do, but we're going in the process of the rush. We're going to spread out soon, but in the process of the rush. The Rosh brought him a car from a Xeris HaKosev. He brought him a car from a Kal V'Chomer. He brought a raya from a Cheshbon from Rav Chiya. Right? You had a kash on it, but he brought a raya from that Rav Chiya. Now I have another one. Sloyim Dinrin, another sugya we're going through. In Sloyim Dinrin, when a shtar generically says, you owe me Sloyim, it doesn't say how many, and it wasn't erased that it could have been 52. It just said a generic number, and the Gemara said, the Malva says, you owe me 5, the Leiva says 3 or 2. Sounds vaguely familiar. The Gemara at one point, like some Rishonim, maybe said Shtar Misayale. And like some Rishonim, what does it mean? The Loiva has a raya to his side that it's only 2. Because hey, if it was any other number, it would have said it. Because again, it wasn't erased that it could have said 57. It was just generically said. A generic plural, there's circumstantial evidence that a generic plural is 2. And that's why the Loiva wins, according to one side of the Gemara. Says the Rosh, and the Balamor also. You know what? And you could argue with this, but that's what they say. If such a logical analyzation of, well, if it says a general plural, probably, an eidechad probably is not worse than that. Eidechad also could be a siyua. Nahashoyal Yishal. What do you mean? If in Hilchas Eidus, you want to wear a hat? Hilchas Eidus. Hilchas Eidus has rules. Only Shnei Eidim, only a Bardas, only this. Okay. Who said that you should compare the circumstantial evidence, things look this way, generic plural means two, is on par with one eid. But the Rishonim say it, and it's a new mahalach in Eidach and Mesayeya. I'm going to soon talk about that. I want to do a few more things from the Rosh, even before we start the crunch. The Rosh has a kasha from a Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey. Perek HaMafkid. It's a complex sugya. You have to have Derech Eretz for it. Perek HaMafkid. But Mam is just the headline, the Knech. There's a story there. A guy rented a cow to someone. Soicher. Soicher is not Chai Venainzen. The Soicher, Oiber Chacham, lend it to another guy. So we have the Bailam, the Soicher, and the Shoyal. Yeah? Sounds like the beginning of a story here, but the point is the cow died by Oinus. Soicher's putter on Oinus. Shoyal's Gradachayev. The Shoyal's going to pay. But the Soicher can't swear because he doesn't know what happened. So the Soicher's stuck because he can't swear. And there's a whole complex thing what you do. Fret the Rush. There's an Eid Echad that can pater him from the Shvur. Who's the Eid Echad? The Shoyal. Let the Shoyal function as an Eid Echad. Why does the Gemara not use that? Maybe catch on because Eid Echad doesn't pater Shvur Shoimrin. A very similar raya the Rosh brings, but for some reason this time he says Yesh Makshim Hevel. It's mamish. It needs a grois apirish because it's going to be Kimas the same question again from a blot later. And here it's like a Hevel Kash. He doesn't hold it a Kash. It's an excellent Kash. The Shoyal is about Dover. But Kashas, he doesn't make a difference to him. Because he's either going to be paying anyways. No,
right.
No, he's wearing his anonymous.
It's the same thing.
He's chayiv anyway.
It's the same as a seicher.
I know, but maybe he has a milvi yeshana with the seicher. I don't want to go there. That's excellent kasha. A very similar kasha. There's a huge sugya blah later. That lamed vav shoymer shemosar l'shoymer. But metzia lamed vav. But metzia lamed vav shoymer shemosar l'shoymer. As I get packed the sugya full of Rabbi Kivagers. My shver zatzal was Nifter on Hey Adar Tavshin and Beis. Hey Adar Tavshin and Beis. He was learning, the people say he was finishing the Ritva Nivomis punkt. He actually finished the Ritva Nivomis a few days earlier. He was learning in Yeshiva, in Chevron Yeshiva, they were learning Baba Mitzia, and he was preparing the Chabura on Shema 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 Shema. This forum that were open, I want to close the rumors, this forum that were open were not on Nivomis. This forum that were open were on Shema 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 Shema, on the Sugi of the Chlamet Vov. That was the last Chabura, which he. First Chabur, he said in Shemaim. Akaponim, in Shemaim, 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 very complex again. There's one man, the Omer, in Shemaim, 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 that the Etzem Avla of giving it to a second Shemaim, why'd you do that? I don't like this guy. It's a Pshia. So even if the second Shemaim was an Oinus, it doesn't make a difference. The Etzem Avla of giving it to the other Shemaim is Mechayiv.
Okay, but regardless, other Shemaim is Mechayiv to pay the first Shemaim.
And that's a separate part of the thing, but I'm talking about this Chalik. The Bailam has a right to mon the first Shemaim, flat out. The Bailam has a right to mon the first Shemaim. No. The Bailam has a right to mon the first Shemaim, flat, because you did an avl of giving it to someone I don't like. But then, no, worse than that. We're excellent, that's the next thing you brought up later, but worse than that. But I'm this is Hakdama. What we need is the next mandam. There's another mandam that says no. It's Besei the Gomer. The second Shemaim is a legit guy. He's a kosher yid. He has a balach rais. No problem. You gave it to him. Now it's in his achrayis. You're not chayiv. You weren't pasheya. There's one problem. A Shemaim is not pukkah unless he swears. And there's an underlying agreement when you give a Shemaim a pukkadayim. It's automatic built into the system that you're telling him, I hereby, I'm shtelling a vek that I'm going to accept the shvuah. Because as I say, I don't believe you. It's built into the parsha of Shemaim. That yes, the Shemaim has to swear. Yes, the owner has to accept it. And he says, At mehemnis li b'shua, iyo by mehemnis li b'shua. I don't believe the second guy's shua. I never agreed to that. I mean, not the avla that you gave it to the second guy. That man, the Omer says, that's not a problem. But there's a problem that the Shemaim Rishon says, I don't trust the second guy's shua.
It's like a shlichas yad when you give it to the
second guy? No, that's the first shot. Excellent. The first shot is that it's mamash as a shlichas yad and you chayiv no matter what oinus happens. I'm going now. It's not a shlichas yad giving it over. But he says on a technical level, hey, Rip Shaymer, you know, muscle like this. If the Shaymer Rishon punk by coincidence was in the Shaymer Shady's house when it happened, and he says, I know Bivadois that it was an Oinus and I could swear, that's fine. But Bederek, he doesn't know. Freck the Rush, okay, he doesn't know. But let the Shaymer Shady put on a Eid Echad hat. If Eid Echad paters a Shvua, that's the Yesh Maksham Hevel.
Let's say the Shaymer Shady swears to the Shaymer Rishon.
That those are kashas for the Sugi there. But what we need is this nature of Eid Echad. Now, having said all that, we're going to skip a lot, and I want to open up with a very interesting shtickle Torah from the Chedushi Reb Ruvain. Rabbi says it's very important. We're going to try to do a full shear now in the remaining. This really would have been a full shear, but we're going to grab the sugya of Takfei tomorrow. we have no choice. We have to start. We have to take avada, the taikif, avada. But we're going to try to cram in what we can for Freidechem Seyeh. Rabbi Reuven Grzovsky is the Mara Deshmait, and many other Achranim talk about various facets of this, but what he does is very Yishmak. He clears a Chakira, but he clears a triple Chakira. Get ready. He clears a triple Chakira, not with two Tzadim. How many Tzadim? Three. Triple Chakira. Yesh Lachar, says Rabbi Reuven. What's the pshat? Like the Rishonim that Eid Echad Misayeya does pater on a universal level, any kind of Shvua, or most of them. We're going to see now the details of the difference. What could possibly be the Hezbo why Eid Echad is believed? He gives three separate, distinct options. I want to explain them, and then have fun saying, depending on which pshat you learn, might affect which Shvuas it might work or not work on. That's the game. But firstly, let some think. Pshat number one. Any shvua in the books, the Rabban and the Rice, the Nightwind, the Star, and any shvua in the books. If two Aiden would come in and say the story, what would be the din? Hands down, what would be the din if two Aiden come?
Case closed.
You putter, you could be Nightel, the Shamer doesn't. Case closed. The Torah was Machadish that by Inyonim of Shvua, Eid Echad is like Shnei Aiden. Kacha. Alright, in different parshas you need different amounts of Eidim. By Dabar Shabbat you need three Eidim, right? No, actually not, also two. But the Torah said what he wanted, right? By Erev, two. By Momin, two. By Shavuot, one. One is the new two. And Azoy V, first day, you ask him that if there would be two Eidim on any situation. Case closed. In Yonim of Shavuot, Eid Echad is Shnei Eidim. End of first pshat of Reb Reuven. Second pshat of the three. A lot of shvuas, not all, mind you, but a lot of shvuas are triggered off by a drora. You look suspicious because of the Eidecha, the mixas sort of. Not all, but many shvuas are triggered off by a drora. Let's focus on those. Hint, hint, that's going to be the part here. But let's focus on shvuas that are triggered by a drora. Drora means that there's leanings, looking that the guy that has to swear looks a little suspicious, more leaning that he's not saying the truth. He has to add a little bit more of an edge to his side of the story. Not all shvuas are like that. The muscle Hesses, pick out an example out of the box. The whole point of Hesses is, doch swear, even though there's no drawer. But assuming that there's a shvuah with a drawer, you know what the Eidecha does? The Eidecha says, there's leanings that it looks like he's not saying the truth, and he has to like give himself a little bit more credibility by swearing. Fakert, he has credibility, he has the Eidecha. It's misalik the drawer. Again, I want to interrupt and make a sikkum so far. First shot of Reb Reuven. Eid Echad Ketre. Second shot of Reb Reuven. Siluk Hadroro. Let's stop already over here for a minute. There's going to be a third shot. One of many, but acute, but brings out the point nafkamina. Eid Echad Path is a Shvua. Doi rises, there are bonons on a Tuesday. If it's raining, it doesn't make a difference. The Path is all Shvuas. There are many Shitas in the Rishonim. If you go through the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Zayin, Sifov, that were selective. Maybe this Shvua, yeah, this Shvua, not. There's all kinds of Shitas. There happens to be one Shita that Eid Echad could Path all kinds of Shvuas. But not a Shavuos Heses. Dafka, Shavuos Heses, you still have to swear. V'hashoyol Yishal. Shavuos Heses is a Rabbanon, low-key, Rav Nachman. Like, that should have been the easiest one, of course, the word. And there are those that say that. They say, Kolskein, if an Eidecha Kepat, there's Shavuos, there is a Vada Kepat, there's Shavuos, there is. And yet, there are Shittas that say, no, Eidecha can't Pater a Heses. Why not? You can say a lot of things, but I want to say the Pnech. If the word of Eidecha is that it's Mesalik the Drora, Heses is not because of Drora. Heses is doch, you have to swear. I don't care. You have an Eid Echad, but you have to swear. I'll give you another example of a Shvua that's...
Eid versus Eid by the Mixos case, that's another
Nafkamina. There's 11 Nafkaminas. I'm not going to say all of them.
How
but
the Nafkamina play?
He's going to explain it to you. One second. It is. It's on the list. another Shvua that's doch. Gilgal Shvua. Careful, what I mean by Gilgal Shvua is a guy's chayiv, a Shvua, the Mixos, Eid Echad, something. And then we say, Gilgal, swear to me another Shvua. Are you aware that by Gilgal Shvua, by definition, the second Shvua obviously doesn't have a drawer? If it had a drawer, it didn't have to be Gilgal, that's a verb from the first one. It would have its own Mechayiv of Shvua. Gilgal Shvua is, because of there's a previous situation of that first Shvua, so now doch, also swear to me that, fill in the blank. There's many Mishanim that say, the Mechaber brings it, the Rambam brings it. Maybe Eidecha doesn't pater a Gilgal, because Eidecha, but doch Gilgal. Mashenkin, if it's mamish like two Aiden, maybe different.
Side you go on, you're still going to have the problem. By Gilgal Shvua, you should pater. Even if you hold it's like two Aiden, then case closed, don't swear. And if you hold it's like one, and it's just.
No, but there's no Eidecha. Yeah.
You should be Masad the Drara.
Exactly.
Then you're Masad the Drara.
No, because there's an Eidecha only on the second Shvua. I don't have an eight echad on the first topic.
On the Gilgal.
Oh, on the second shvuah, the Gilgal.
Even in the first time.
No, it would, because if two eidim would come in about, the path is a Gilgal.
Path is the Gilgal?
Yeah, why not? If there's two eidim, case closed. Case closed. Case closed. I'm ready. I'm waiting to find the case that case closed is not going to work. Watch. Reb Reuven has a third tzad. Again, what was Reb Reuven's chakira so far? Yesh mazgar. What's the pshad in eid echad? Misayei, a path, there's a shvuah on any front. Nusach rishon. K'moy shnei eidim is case closed. In yonei shvuah, eid echad is also case closed. Pshat number two. Specifically by shvuahs that are triggered by a drara. The eid echad is misalik the drara. That doesn't work by shvuahs that are not based on drara. A third pshat from Reb Reuven. A third new pshat. Clear your minds. A new pshat. By the way, before I say the third pshat is seemingly similar more to the second than the first. Again, the third pshat is B'cholifin teamed up with the second. The Velt says, Reb Reuven says it, the Marami Rutenberg said that Erechad Mesayei is a Gzeiras HaKosev. Flat out, without blinking. It's a Gzeiras HaKosev. That stems more with the first pshat. It's a Gzeiras HaKosev, that case closed. The Rush that says that there's a Svara, that there's a Siyua, Shtar Mesayei, is more in line with the second pshat. And they even ask, the Rush brings both. How can he play that game? But that's what they say. Third pshat. Any shvuah, Neitlin, Niftar, and the Raisa, the Rabbanon, we make the guy swear. Okay. No mitach. He swore. We watched him. He swore. What happened now? What's the hispilus? What are we so excited about? Because if a guy swears, I guess he wanted to be yeshivish. Chazak, a person wouldn't swear. Sheker. So what happened? We gave him credibility. He suddenly got a siyua. He suddenly got credibility. One second, let me say the part. He suddenly got credibility. Eid Echad delivers that credibility. Ki'ilu nishba. Ki'ilu. Hare, if he would have sworn. Well, let me say the one second. If he would have sworn, what would have been? We would have then said, wow, he swore. That really gives him credibility. Eid Echad is a substitute for that credibility, but not stam a small size substitute. Ki'ilu nishba. Pardon, I want to first say the three tzadim of Reb Reuven in a nutshell nusach. The chakira of Reb Reuven, this is what you have to know. The chakira of Reb Reuven is Eid Echad Mesayeya, because Eid Echad is Ketrei? That was pshat number one. Is Eid Echad Siluk Hadrara? It takes away the drara by shvuas that are based on drara. And now a third pshat? Ki'ilu, he was nishba. Now why do you ever need that, and why can't you always use case closed?
Is that like the guy who spoke out that like his taina is... So it's like as if you don't have to make people.
Rabbi Kvegin. Yeah, it's similar to that. Not exactly that, it's similar to that. Where would you maybe need after the third shot? Shvuas HaNoitlin. Rabbi, say, I don't want to go now into the details of Shvuas HaNoitlin. As you know, there are some Shvuas HaNoitlin that behind the curtain scene you were really supposed to be totally putter. And the Rabbanan said you have to, you're going to pay if you don't swear. There was another Pesach Shvakar, you were Mamash Chayiv and you were going to pay. We protected you by saying, oh, the guy that's Noitel has to swear first. Regardless, I don't want to get involved with that. Regardless, there's Torah from Achrayim, Rebbe Levi, many go like that. It's the Yisoid of Nishba v'Noitel. You want to be Noitel? You know what the key is? Shavua. You know what the key is? Shavua. Which one of Reuven's Pshatim could work that an Eid Echad could do that for you? Silik Drora, don't give me a speech about Silik Drora. You want your money? Swear. So you'll bring in the first pshat. Two eidim, case closed. I'm at cross-eyed. I don't see two eidim. How many eidim do I see here? Only one. Oh, you want to say one is like two? Higher yid. One is like two laying in shvua. You don't want shvua. You want to take your money. You want to take money. And we gave you a very simple rule. You want to take your money? One rule. What's the rule? Shvua. I don't want to hear a speech about Sila Drara.
I can feed off of me.
What?
Can I feed off?
It's not a mitoich. Shvuas HaNoitlin. Nothing to do with mitoich. Nothing to do with mitoich. Shvuas HaNoitlin. Let me explain it. Shvuas HaNoitlin. And the rule is, a rule of thumb. You want to be Noitel? Swear. The guy gives you a speech that there's a siluk of the drawer. I'm not interested in your speech. The guy says, no, this is Yisoy. Eidechad is Ketrei. Eidechad is Ketrei, but not by money. You want money. There's one thing that's going to salvage you. It's Ki'ilu Nishba. Ki'ilu Nishba.
Say
Mamanus. Avadet Mamanus. Ki'ilu Nishba. You have to appreciate the guys. Ki'ilu nishba. Ki'ilu nishba could deliver on Shavuos HaNoitlin. Which Rashi?
Rashi.
Oh,
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 Rashi.
Oh, No, that's when he's a muchzik. That's not a case of nishba v'noitel. I'm going in the cases of nishba v'noitel. In cases when the din is tak and nishba v'noitel, when an eidecha be able to pater. Reb Reuven takes this triple chakira and applies it to the various cases. You have to know which one Hesus works for, which one Neutlin works for. There's a lot of work on that, and there's 11 afkaminas, but I want to end with one thing. Besides with the fact that, Rabbi say, we're really, really starting Tukfut tomorrow. They say, next Monday or Tuesday, I don't want someone to come, I didn't know, we're in the middle of it. It's a big project, it's going to take a few weeks. The Olam has an opportunity now, with a frischkeit, with a geschmack, to start in sugyas with a mamish, with a brand, Tukfut Echod, Tukfut Koyin is also coming. We're actually going to mention Tukfut Koyin tomorrow already, right? It's on the days, but it's going to come in ready to the sugya. You got to grab the whole sugya. But I want to end with one thing. Nascha de Rababa. The Olam remembers the story. Nascha de Rababa, the guy grabs the Nascha. He says, In chatfi di di chatfi. We say you have to swear, but there's an Eid Echad. And there's a special din you have to swear connected to the Eid Echad. Now the Eid Echad says, Chotaf. You're not swearing, loy chotaf. To give a speech, In chatfi di di chatfi, you're not going against the Eid Echad and you lose. Mitoich. We brought one sheet in the Rishonim that Mitoich means you have to pay. But we had a kasha. Why do you say shekinek v'nishba? So if you remember, we brought one sheet that a goyin brings this. A moiridik, a goyinus. Not only by a choshur is the din shekinek v'nishba. Every mitoich, toich as much as one, you say classic mitoich. We brought a machudish to shita. No. Every mitoich is not a smooth mitoich. Every mitoich, before you implement mitoich, the guy taka has to swear. It's not a unique thing to choshur. Toich gave all his bear, my choshur is different. No. Every mitoich, the guy has to swear. So how come by Nascha de Rababa, it's the first year of the Gemara, the guy flat out takes the Nascha back? I thought there's a Shvua. Says the guy, there's an Eid Echad. And Eid Echad is not a Biske Klach, the Chishan. The same Eid Echad that was Mechayev him to swear, and he can't swear, so there's Mitoich. Eid Echad doesn't use up its batteries. And Eid Echad is going to pater him from the Shvuas HaNoidlim of Mitoich. And that's the Goyin's Makar. Again, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, we spoke out from Reuven. Does Eid Echad even pater a Shvuas HaNoitlim? There are two rayas that the Goyin brings that Eid Echad paters even Shvuas HaNoitlim. One raya from Shnayim Oichzin, which is a loaded issue. Is Shnayim Oichzin considered Noitlim? He assumes, yeah, he brings this raya. The other raya is from this case of Nascha de Rababa, because he holds that every Mitoich he really still have to swear. So how come the Nechtaf doesn't have to swear? Because he has an Eid Echad. And the same Eid Echad that was Mechayiv, the other guy, the Shvua, that same Eid Echad paters him. Patas him from a Shvuas HaNoitlin. How could you patas a guy from a Shvuas HaNoitlin? You don't like it. Ki ilu nishba. Good.
That's good, Rabbi. No matter how you go, he can take it.
One.
Every side, he can't take it.
Why?
Because if it's a Silo Kadra, you're not going to go.